This is program number LW2553. You know, the only way for an individual to get ahead in life, I mean, the only way he's going to really be successful is for that individual to be resourceful. I mean, he's got to use his head. He's got to be bright. Hi, this is Larry West. Got a story for you. One day, a little boy stepped up to a farmer while he was working in his garden, and the little boy spotted a beautiful watermelon, and he asked that farmer, "How much would you charge me for that watermelon?" And the farmer told him, "About a dollar." And the boy said, "Well, all I've got is a dime." "Well," smiled the farmer, winking at another fellow standing by, he pointed to a very small, very green watermelon and said, "How about that one then?" "Fine," said the boy, "I'll take it. But," he said, "don't cut it off the vine yet. I'll pay you for it now, and I'll be back to get it in a week or so." There's a kid who's resourceful. He's using his head. Let me tell you about Pat. You talk about being resourceful. It happened during World War I that Pat was in the British Army in France. It was his anti-British sentiments that were well known. So officials in the Army were keeping their eye on him. And he knew they were watching him. He knew they were doing such things as censoring his mail and the such like. Well, one day, Pat got a letter from his wife, Bridget. She wrote, "It's almost time to plant the potatoes, but," she told him, "there's not an able-bodied man available I can hire to help me spade the potato patch." Well, Bridget then got a letter from Pat. It said, "Don't dig in the potato patch. That's where the guns are buried." Shortly then, Pat received this news from his wife. She said, "Pat, a lot of soldiers came over and dug up our potato patch from end to end. What am I to do?" Then Pat wrote back, "Plant the potatoes." There's a man who uses his head. He was resourceful. Once there was a friend of a taxi cab driver standing in front of his car, and he turned to his friend and said, "Hey, Jim, there's a purse lying on the floor of your car." The cab driver said, "Shh. When business is bad," he said, "I put it there and leave the door open. It's empty. But you have no idea how many people will jump in for a short drive when they see it." There's a guy who's resourceful. He's bright. He's using his head. One day, Jesus Christ told a good story about a fellow who used his head. He told about how resourceful he was. Once there was a rich man, he said, who had a servant. And the servant worked as the rich man's bookkeeper. But the fellow was a dishonest man, and his employer, the rich man, found out about it. Well, the bookkeeper knew he was just about to get fired. According to the story, he didn't want to have to go out and dig ditches, so he devised a plan. He went to some of the people who were in debt to his boss and juggled the books for them. I mean, if a fellow owed him $100, say, then this man would juggle the books and make it as though he owed just 50. He did several things like that for people. And according to the story, these people appreciated it. You know why he did that? He was making friends for himself, ones he could use when the time came when he would need them. Now, Jesus, when he told that story, was complimenting this dishonest fellow. Not for his dishonesty, of course, but because he was simply using his head. He was resourceful. Jesus in the story made a point out of it all. His point was, use your head to get to heaven. Be smart, be resourceful, be bright. The smart thing is to obey God and go to heaven. It's the real dummy who will end up in hell. I'm Larry West with World Radio. And I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. You know, I spend a lot of my time really traveling around the country, and I talk to people and I ask them, if the Lord were to come right now, can you say for sure you'd go to heaven? I've had a lot of people say, nope, I know that I'm lost. I know I'm not heaven bound. And I've asked them, does it bother you? And they say, well, when I think about it, it's the real dummy who will end up in hell. Think about it. I have a Bible study course I'd sure like to send to you. It's free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.